Growth or Decay: Universality of the Turbulent Dynamo Saturation, by James R. Beattie et al. The small-scale turbulent dynamo, SSD, is likely to be responsible for the magnetization of the interstellar medium, ISM, that we observe in the universe today. The SSD efficiently converts kinetic energy econ into magnetic energy mag, and is often used to explain how an initially weak magnetic field with mag econ is amplified, and then maintained at a level mag is less than or equal to econ. Usually, this process is studied by initializing a weak seed magnetic field and letting the turbulence grow it to saturation. However, in this study, using three-dimensional, non-ideal magneto-hydrodynamical turbulence simulations, we show that the same saturated state can also be achieved if initially mag econ or mag approximately econ. This is realized through a two-stage exponential decay, 1. A slow back reaction that converts mag into econ, and 2. Ohmic dissipation concentrated in anisotropic current sheets, into the saturated state, for which we provide an analytical model. This means that even if there are temporary local enhancements of mag in the ISM, such that mag, econ, e.g., through amplifications such as compressions, over a long enough time the field will decay into the saturated state set by the SSD, which is determined by the turbulence and magnetic dissipation. However, we also provide analytical models for the decay times and utilize wait time statistics from compressive supernova events to show that if the magnetic field is enhanced above the saturated state, it will not have enough time to decay the field before the next supernova event. Hence, unless there exists a mechanism for destroying magnetic fields that is not in our non-ideal MHD models, the amplitudes of interstellar magnetic fields may also be abridged. This was Growth or Decay: Universality of the Turbulent Dynamo Saturation, by James R. Beattie et al.